Good morning, we're Joe and Jana. We've made it to a Friday morning. It is the 8th day of August. It's International Cat Day.
Do you have a cat?
Yes, it's called Cat Country 107.3, the only cat you ever need.
Well.
Always clean, never have to pick up after.
Jasper's cute, too, I'm just saying.
I don't know who that is.
My cat.
This is a wonderful day. We found out Jana has a cat.
He's the best. I found him on the side of the road.
Dead?
No, he was in a box, and he had one other, sibling with him. And me and my friend Alicia were leaving Applebee's when we used to serve there. And we saw the kittens that were in a box on the side of the road. And we took them to the vet, and the vet called us suckers because it was like a farmette, and they knew that, like, and they were very well fed, and they were very well taken care of.
It's like a farmette?
Yeah.
What's a farmette?
Like a mini farm, like a house with like land with like a couple chickens, like not a full blown farm, but like they had like some animals. And yeah, it was in like Piles Grove area, like kind of where Cowtown is. And, it was so, yeah. So we took these cats. There were only two left in the box. Three. Alicia took two and I took Jasper, and we took them to the vet the next day, and the vet called us suckers because the cats were so well taken care of and all the things, but like the owners probably wanted to like get rid of them. And so, but it was great, and we're very blessed. That's the end of my story. You're welcome.
That's 3 minutes. We'll never get back. It's also Frozen Custard Day. You have a story about a frozen custard you found at the side of the road?
It's soft serve.
It's also National Pickleball Day. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana here with you to know this morning. A 34-year-old cold case, a murder from 1991 in Mullica Township, has apparently been solved. The grand jury has indicted 55-year-old Eddie Sykes of Mullica Township for the murder and sexual assault of 23-year-old Evelyn Says. Authorities say recently re-examined DNA evidence led them to charge Sykes, who's already in state prison serving time for another murder.
The family of a 21-year-old who drowned in Wildwood Crest after being dragged into a rip current in 2023 is suing the town and beach patrol. The lawsuit filed in KMA Superior Court says Joseph Volm from Marlton and other swimmers were not warned that conditions were hazardous.
A player at Resorts Casino hit a Progressive Table Games jackpot for $622,000. The casino did not identify the gambler, but he probably won right after you got up and he took your seat.
Yeah, that's how it works, isn't it? And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny with a high of 80.
It's Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
Well, the country world is reeling after the passing of Brandon Blackstock, Reba's former stepson and Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband. Following a cancer battle, he passed away at 48. Believe it or not, he was actually well-known and respected within the country community. He was a very prominent manager. He managed Rascal Flatts and Blake Shelton, as a matter of fact. Kelly's heartbroken. She's focusing on supporting their kids, River and Remy, and obviously making sure they feel loved during this time. Despite their split in 2020, it was kind of messy. She's always kept things respectful for the sake of their family. Stars like Rascal Flatts, Carly Pierce, and Blake Shelton all reached out to express their condolences. We've got more details up on that now at catcountry1073.com. On a happier note, Jason Aldean's kids are back to school, and Brittany, Jason's wife, just posted the cutest picture. 6-year-old Navy rocked a cherry print dress with matching jelly shoes. So cute. While 7-year-old Memphis, he kept it cool, of course, in a button-up short set and fresh Adidas. You can check out the Aldean's back-to-school pics right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.
Well, they're called different things to different people. Garage sales, yard sales. People in the Northeast call them tag sales.
They do?
Yeah. In like Massachusetts.
And okay, stuff. Yeah. Sure.
They're having the world's longest yard sale this weekend.
As in, like it won't stop, or like long,
it's long,
like long. Stuff everywhere. As far as the eye can see,
everywhere.
Got it. Okay.
Literally, 690 miles long. It's called the 127 Sale. It's an event billed as the world's longest yard sale. It's happening this weekend. It starts in Michigan, runs through Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, and parts of Georgia.
Dang.
It's all on like one long. Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Hey, our Joe and Jana question of the day today, coming up at 7:20. We'll have the best answers to this, and we have some great answers already. Where's the best smelling place in South Jersey? Where do you go, wow, that smells great?
Yeah.
Where's the particular place where you like to smell? Where's the best smell for you here in South Jersey? 609-383-1073. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you dare miss out. Ashley lives in Galloway. She sent us the joke we're going to use today. Thank
you,
Ashley.
Thank you so much.
A woman pregnant with her first child went to the first doctor visit with her obstetrician. After the exam, she shyly asked, "Doctor, my husband wants to ask you something." I know, said the doctor. "There's no need to embarrass. I get asked this all the time." She says, "You do?" "Sure," said the doctor. "Sex is fine until late in the pregnancy." "No, that's not it," said the woman. "He wants to know if I can still mow the lawn." The date today. What's your favorite South Jersey smell? Where is it? Where can we go to smell what you smell and what you love to smell?
We're going to get some weird answers, I already know, but that's okay.
609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
It's what we do here.
What stinks? Coming up at 720. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Ghana.
Okay. Not Jana, but Ghana.
Ghana. Mm-hmm. In the country of Ghana, the body odor of a 20-year-old farmer gave him away when he attempted to attack a woman in her sleep. The man slipped in the woman's darkened bedroom, and when she noticed his smell wasn't the same as her husband's, he was home at the time, she screamed.
I bet.
The naked, stinky man fled the house, hid in some bushes, and was soon captured by police because they could smell him, too.
That's nuts. Ew.
Boy.
How bad must have he smelled, though?
Smelled like all the sheep he was on a one-man band, Old Dominion. We hope to see you later today, 5 to 7. Joe and Jana, happy hour live here on Cat Country. We're going to be at Honky Tonk Saloon, one of our favorite places in Wildwood. People always say, hey, where can you go to listen to country music or dance to country music? Well, we've got the place, Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood, just off the boardwalk. We're going to be there from 5 to 7 today. We'll have some concert tickets to give away, the brand new Cat Country fanny packs for you to win. Have a cold drink with us. Start out. Good morning. Things you need to know this morning. A 34-year-old cold case of murder from 1991 in Mullica Township has apparently been solved. A grand jury has indicted 55-year-old Eddie Sykes of Mullica Township for the murder and sexual assault of 23-year-old Evelyn Says. Authorities say recently re-examined DNA evidence led them to charge Sykes, who's already in state prison serving time for another murder.
The family of a 21-year-old who drowned in Wildwood Crest after being dragged into a rip current back in 2023 is suing the town and beach patrol. The lawsuit filed in Cape May Superior Court says Joseph Volm from Marlton and other swimmers were not warned that conditions were hazardous.
Traffic in Atlantic City will be impacted tomorrow due to the 15th annual Atlantic City Triathlon. Exits 2, 4, and 5 on the expressway will be closed between 5 and 11 a.m. Delays also expected on Albany Avenue and the Black Horse Pike.
Your South Jersey weather for today. Mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees.
Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
All right, let's do it.
Happy birthday to our good friend Gene Sherman from Vineland. Happy birthday, Gene.
Gene, we love you.
Linda Hooper of Tuckerton is 71. Scott Reigart of Ocean City is 58. Stephanie McGill is 40. She's from Egg Harbor Township.
Jeff, we love you.
Happy birthday to David Phillips of Leesburg. David is 17 today. Got the big driver's license exam.
Oh, good man.
Luck. Happy birthday to Bert Pusta of Devonshire. Jeanette Shalick of Woodbine is 49 today. Scooter Mariner of Leesburg is 38. Rich Garrison of Rio Grande is 54. How about Adeline Carter of Goshen? Adeline is 9 today.
Woo! Happy birthday, Adeline.
And a birthday in for tomorrow. Bryn Heron of Villas will be 8 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Bryn.
Betty 9.
That's it. We missed you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, Adeline Carter of Goshen, 9 years. Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana, 720 Friday morning. It's our question of the day. Where is your favorite South Jersey smell? Not necessarily what is it, but where do we have to go to smell what you're smelling?
That's so, out of context, that's hilarious.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Sandy, I love this answer. Definitely the boardwalk food, caramel popcorn, fudge, hot dog, fries. Get them all together up on the boardwalk, any boardwalk.
Yeah.
That smells pretty good. Deborah Capasso says the smell of tomato sauce from Violet Packing Company in Williamstown.
Oh, yes. That's so good. That's similar to mine. My answer would be Maplewood in Hamilton. Every time I drive by there on the White Horse Pike, oh, the smell of garlic and Italian food just... It, because it's just random because of where it is.
Okay.
It like just hits me like a ton of bricks. There's so many great restaurants in South Jersey that smell delicious when you pass them. But like because Maplewood is just like randomly on the side of the road on the White Horse Pike. In,
as opposed to all those other restaurants that aren't on the side of the road.
No, but like where this one's at specifically, kind of like where Maplewood is in Maze Landing too. The other location, it's like in the middle. There's nothing else really kind of around it like that. So it's just, it's funny.
Most good. Most popular answer from Caroline, Jessica, Mark, Joseph, Teresa, they all said low tide.
When you go over the bridge and you just, it smells like the ocean, yeah. Or the back bay, I guess.
It's kind of, some people don't like the smell, some people love the smell.
I have a love hate, like it doesn't smell good, but like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like that's home. That's
what somebody said, this, it smells like home.
Yeah.
Bill says the salt air of the ocean.
Yeah.
Lucinda said a public bus emission.
Ew. Might as well have said, like, the gas station.
Yeah, gasoline. That's yeah. I like. Question of the day today. Where is your favorite South Jersey smell? You mentioned yours. Mine, I think, is any freshly cut outfield in a baseball field or freshly cut golf course.
That's grass
on
a really
golf course. I like those. Bruce said White House Sub Shop when you walk into the Hard Rock. Vivian said popcorn. Yeah, especially on the boardwalk. Cheryl says the 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the show our little friend, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Miss Jana. Hi, how are you? I missed your lovely voice all week. And Mr. Kelly, ditto.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet,
that.
Phil.
Hey, Phil, earlier we were talking about where are your favorite smells in South Jersey?
Do you have one?
What is your favorite or where is your favorite smell? Where do you smell your favorite smell?
Usually at belly button level. But I love the smell of freshly cut grass, Joseph, on a golf course.
That's what I said.
That is exactly almost
very good. Very good. All right, Phil, we have you here not to talk about golf courses, but of course to talk about something more important, strip clubs.
Yes, more important.
Strip clubs or daycare is our game.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Correct.
Are we ready to go, kids?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to Novi, Michigan. I think it's Novi, N-O-V-I, or Novi.
I trust
Michigan.
You.
Novi, Michigan. It's called The Courtyard. Is that a strip club or a daycare? The Courtyard. Phil, what do you think?
Not by Marriott, right?
Oh, my God.
The court, get it? But I'm bumped. That was good. Courtyard, too wholesome, Joseph. Daycare.
I'm going to say strip club.
It is, in fact, a daycare.
Oh, good job,
that
Phil.
Phil takes a 1-0 lead. we're going to stay in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. Fantasy Island. Fantasy Island. Strip club or daycare?
Well, one can only hope.
Phil?
See, now this is an apropos because of my size. Deep plane.
Yes.
See what I did there?
you were a stand-in, weren't you, back in the 70s?
Well, sure. I know about that guy.
Yes. Fantasy Island, strip club or daycare?
I forget his name, now.
Tattoo.
Hervé Villachon.
Or tattoo on the show.
Right.
Yes, or tattoo, yes. Whatever. Let's get back to the game, shall we?
Fantasy
strip
Island.
Club, Joseph.
Yes,
strip
it has club. To be a strip club
it is,
for the love
fact,
of God.
A strip club.
Thank God.
All right, we go to number three.
Could you imagine if it wasn't? Ew.
It's in Tampa. It's called simply Scarlett's. Scarlett's.
Okay.
Strip club or daycare?
Right.
Phil?
Apostrophe S?
Yes.
So Scarlett owns it?
Yes.
Scarlett is a great dancing name. Strip club.
It has to be a strip club.
It is a strip club. That means by a score of 3-2, Phil is today's big winner.
Phil.
On Cat Country's strip club or daycare. Woo! Congratulations, Phil.
I do appreciate the title big winner. That's kind of...
There you go.
Yeah.
Any little plans for the weekend, Phil?
No. Would you like to come over and share a hot dog with Mom and I?
I don't think so.
Oh, well.
Not ever.
That's weird. That's mean.
Thanks for joining us.
The hot dogs are probably great.
I just don't like people, Phil. That's why.
That is true.
Again, we're going to get started with Joe and Jana. Happy Hour, Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. We hope to see you there from 5 to 7. We'll be live on Cat Country. We'll have concert tickets and more. Hope to see you there. And then, Jana, you got two stops tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning from 9 to 11, I'll be on the boardwalk in Atlantic City outside of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino for Heart of Surfing. with the Eagles and Swoop. It's for the Eagles it benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. So we'll be there from 9 to 11 and then moving down to Wildwood for the Beach Football League National Tour. They're having tryouts tomorrow. We'll be there right in Wildwood off of Spicer Avenue, having so much fun right on the beach there. So it's going to be a great time.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Here are three things you need to know this morning. A 34-year-old cold case, a murder from 1991 in Mullica Township, has apparently been solved. The grand jury has indicted 55-year-old Eddie Sykes of Mullica Township for the murder and sexual assault of 23-year-old Evelyn Says. Authorities say recently re-examined DNA evidence led them to charge Sykes, who's already in state prison serving time for another murder.
The family of a 21-year-old who drowned in Wildwood Crest after being dragged into a rip current in 2023 is suing the town and beach patrol. The lawsuit filed in Cape May Superior Court says Joseph Volm from Marlton and other swimmers were not warned that conditions were hazardous.
A player at Resorts Casino hit a Progressive Table Games jackpot for $622,000. The casino did not identify the gambler, but he probably won right after you got up and he took your seat.
Yeah, that's how it works, isn't it? And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny with a high of 80.
Backcountry 107.3, it's Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, am I in shape? Well, I have a running shirt with butter stains on it, so you could say it's complicated. Number two, I don't care if your socks are two different colors, but if they're two different textures, you're a psychopath.
Yes, I agree.
Number three, my daughter asked me if the tooth fairy would only give money for her tooth. And I'm a little concerned.
She knows what's up. She's a hustler.
Number four, the only people who call me honey are my mom and the middle-aged lady at Dunkin' who smokes three packs a day.
Hi, honey. What can I get you today?
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. I don't trust anyone who bends down to pick up an ice cube rather than just kicks that sucker. 3107.3 with Joe and Jonna. Good morning. Welcome to a Friday morning. If you're looking for something a little challenging to do today or this weekend, you might want to head down to Baltimore, Maryland. Live casino and hotel there hosting the 2025 Scrabble Players Championship. Players from across the nation will converge and battle each other in games of Scrabble to find the ultimate Scrabble champion. Fun fact, I've never, ever lost a game. It's question of the day today. Where in South Jersey are your favorite smells? A lot of people said the Back Bay. Some people said the ocean. Back Bay and Low Tide, the ocean. Boardwalks were very popular with all the different smells of the boardwalk. We had golf course, freshly cut grass on a golf course or a baseball diamond.
Yeah.
And here's another one. This is one of my personal favorites. Outside Chester's Bakery in Summers Point.